Again, a kavachoyna. Omat fuyoyim. Shein metam mamashke. Chulin, it's not metam mamashke of chulin. Toys to loich le truma. But it touches food of truma. It makes it possible, because the shein, you can make a shlish, you can make it possible. If so, achure kelim. The back of these kelim. Shein metam mamashke of chulin. That you're telling me now, if it touches mashke, it is metama mashke, even of chulin. If so, ain't it then, isn't it a swore to say, she pois aloch le truma, that avad, if this clean now touches truma, it should pass on the truma. So that's what Yeshua swore. The Mor says now, Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer swore to say now like this? He says like this, achure kelim dirabonin. That the back of this clear is makabu tuma, for mashkin is only midirabonin. Again, because the mashkin is not a nava tuma, it's only midirabonin. Now it's full yom diraisa. Mashenka, that's what full yom is metama the truma, that's midiraisa. If so, he says Rabbi Shua, for rabbon and midiraisa leyavdin and kavachoyma. You can't bring any kavachoyma from a diraisa de galocha to a rabbon de galocha. Why? Because the midiraisa, einoichel metama kli, v'yein mashke to metama kli. That midiraisa, food, or mashke, that's tomei, at most they could be as a rishon l'tumah, so they're not metamakalim. Therefore, v'rabbonu nu d'gozer. The rabbonin said only that this kli becomes tami through mashkim, tumeyim. And what's the reason why? Gzeira mishum a mashkim d'zav v'zava. We're afraid like a gzeira if people think that if a mashkim tumeyim touch a kli, the kli does not become tamei, but think who adin of the right, the spit that comes out of a zav or a zava. The mashkin that comes out of a zav of a zava also would not be metam of the kli. And that's not true. The right, the mashkin that comes out of a zav of a zava is tamim midiraisa. So therefore, this kli is only tamim midirabonin now if regular mashkin touches the kli, not from the right of the zav of a zava, but regular mashkin liquid is tamim as a rishon tumah. When it touches the kli, again, it's only tamim midirabonin, it's only metam of the kli midirabonin. It's only gzera de kadin, auto the right of the zav. But now that it's not the reik of the zav, the spit of the zav, it's just regular mashkin, it's only metam of the kli midirabonin. If so, now that this kli is tami midirabonin, the klal is mashkin the alumin the kabel tumah, other liquids. That's very easy, acceptable to receive tumah, because mashkin does not need a hechsher. Therefore, gozel b'rabonin, the rabbonin may exerve to say, if this kli touches mashkin, the mashkin will become tami. But oichlin, food, it's not so simple, not so easy to make kabutuma. You have to have a hechsher on the food first. Therefore, the gozel b'rabbonin, the rabbonin does not make this gzera to say that this keli, this only tummy with the rabbonin, could be metama food. The rabbonin may like a hecker. Now the Gemara says, "O Maishna, what's the difference that achura kelim denoket? What are you telling me now that the cleave is makabutuma from the back? What should be the difference where it was makabutuma? From the back or from the inside? In both cases, it's only tummy with the rabbonin." So in both cases, you only have this halacha to be metama mashkin and not to be metama oichlin. So Mora says, no, mishum de kili, if it was makabel tumma from the back, it's more kal, it's more lenient, it's tumma. The Tanan, we learn like this also, that kli shenitma miachurav, a kli that became tumma from its back, but mashkin from liquid, again, so it's only metama with rabbonin. So halacha is now, even with rabbonin, achurav tumma. Only the back of the kli remains tumma. But toicha, the inside of the kli, ozna, it's like handle, ogna, the rim, yoda, the long handle of it, torim, they remain tor, the bottom of the amatama, the inside of the kli. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say nitamu toichai, let's say this mashkin went inside the kli, was matama, the inside of the kli, then the locher is midrabonin, that kule tame. The whole thing remains tame. So therefore Rashi explains, since if the tumma of this mashkin touches the inside of the kli, the whole kli becomes tummy, both the inside and the outside, then he would also agree with Rabbi Lezer that now even though it's only tummy with the Rabbana, but since it's a chomadika tumma that both inside and outside is tummy, that if it touches oichlin, it would be metama the truma. So that's why he says dafka was makabel tumma from the achur, from the back, that there the Rabbana made the heker to say only the back is makabel tumma, not the inside. So there the Rabbana made this kula that kli is only metama mashkin and not metama oichlin, not even truma. Now the Gemara asks, "My Kamashmulam Shmuel, what is Shmuel teaching us in saying that we passing like Reb Lez in four places? The Kula Tanan Hilchasa. All these four cases has anyway Hilchasa Reb Lez. So Pshita we passing like him. What do we need Shmuel for? The Chitame made you tell me that this fourth case of Achura Kelim Kamashmulam, the Leitanan, that last case of Achura Kelim to say when the Kli is Mekabel Tumah from Mashkin from the back of the Kli, that therefore this Kli is a Kaldika Tumah, that it's not Metama Truma, if so, Vulema, let him just say then, Shmoloch Rav Leza Achura Kelim. Let him just say, this one Halach, he passed like Rav Leza. What does he have to say in all four cases he passed like Rav Leza? The Achura Kashra is particularly passed like Rav Leza in the other three cases. It says clearly Halach Rav Leza. Says rather Elo Shmuel is Hokamash when he's teaching us like this, that the klal is Shein Lemeidin Halacha Mepi Talmud. Even though the Gemara sometimes says that's the Hilchasa, you can't paskin from that. Just the fact the Gemara says that it's not a clear Allah, it's not a clear Raya to be paskin that way. Rashi explains that Hokamash from the Midi Yitzchak Lemeidin Halacha Shema Mina Dein Lemeidin Halacha Mepi Talmud means Mitoicha Mishnah Brisa. When the Mishnah Brisa says Halacha, we don't paskin like that. Why? Why? Because Shamaroyim Achroyim, the last Amaroyim, they were diktakul betami atom. They went to understand clearly what the Tanoim are saying. The midu alocha bur, they went to say alocha, the clear alocha. As they went not just to understand their own words, but they went to understand clearly the other Tzodim, and they came out with a clear psak alocha. Avlo Rishon about the Tanoim on the Mishnah of Raisa, they didn't check into one into the other what he's saying. It's only what you heard from your Rebbe, you taught to your Tanidim. And the way you heard it, you only cleared and say the way you understood it, and you said the Lacha the way you understood it. See, if so, it could be we don't pass him the way you understood it, we pass him the way somebody else understood it. See, if that's what Shmuel is teaching us, that even though already he says Lacha Krab Lezle in the Braisa, but that wouldn't be a clear proof we take a Paschal like him. Because it could be the Amoroyim Achroinim were choker into a lot of different sheets, and it came up different like that. Therefore, Shmuel's telling us, no, that we came out, that's Takat Halacha, Lamaisa, like Rav Leza in these four cases. In other words, the question is, the true what we're saying, only these four cases, Sulek and not more, the Sulek of Rika, there are other places also, Tanam, like this, Rav Leza, why now? The Melamda Nesatana, Shetim Moin Boy. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next day.